Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 p.m., and I have a question for you. Do you know where your politicians are? Everything is political in your life, from the moment you're born to the moment you die. And when a politician tells you that's not true, look in your pocket. You'll find their hand in it. Everything is political. We will be talking to those politicians that are working for you and talking about those politicians that are working against you. Just because they're a Democrat, or just because they're a Republican, and you voted that way your entire life, maybe you were wrong. Because everybody is not what they seem to be. However, there are a few out there who are working for your benefit, and we are going to bring them to you. We're going to let you hear them. We're going to ask them questions. We're going to let you ask them questions. And we're going to be discussing education system, the military, science, music, sports, oh, and health care. Do you have it? Do you need it? Are your 26-year-olds still on the family health care plan? Or, as the regressive party says, Obamacare. We will bring you what you need to know, because this is the last word. And everything from the cities, counties, state, nation, the entire world. So sit down and get a pencil, paper, and take this graduate education experience. And we will make sure that you have the last word. My name is Michael Lawson.
Well, this is going to be a short show today, an hour, because I have people coming in to redo my kitchen floor, my ceramic kitchen floor, and my ceramic floors in my bar room, because the last group that came in screwed it up. So I have the same people coming in. I won't mention how what they until I see what they do. Then I will mention their name for good or bad. But they, hey, words fair, but they screwed these floor. Oh, it looks like they had all my daggone ceiling that was on the floor is half on, half off now. You can see, oh, man. But anyway, we'll get back to that. I was robbed. I was robbed. It was fixed. This is like something you see in movies in the 1950s. It was fixed. I mean, what is with this guy on the waterfront? It was fixed. I was robbed. I could have been somebody. I could have been somebody. That's what it is. I could have. I could have been somebody. Yes, I know. But that's the way things go sometimes. You could have been somebody. But you ain't nobody. You're not but a loudmouth. That's what we need to think about when we talk about this guy. Supposedly the ex-loser, former president of this country. This is day 1408 of the Trump administration, 59 days and a wake up. That's what it is. 59 days and a wake up, and we got this man. He thinks he's going to be doing a lot of retail talking and controlling of the party. Bull. He's going to be retail talking, all right. He's going to be talking all right. The only talk he's going to be doing is to a grand jury. That's who he'll be talking to, is the grand jury. Because this man will have nothing else to do. And why you say he will have nothing to do? Because he's a criminal. And there are so many things that this man has done. We're now going to be able to say that he did because he's the ex-presidente of the United States. Yeah, he's not president, presidente. He's a king. Did you hear what he said? Well, I'm going to play a little bit. Did you hear what he said to the reporter? Reporter said something. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. You can't talk to me that way. Well, hey, you know what? Can't talk to him that way. Can you believe that? Can't talk to him that way. I'm telling you. Can't talk to him that way. Nope. You can't can't talk to him that way because he's the president of the United States. Bull! Why can't you talk to him that way if he's a freaking clown? If you can't talk to him that way. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Is just unbelievable. And he is such a freaking, I don't know what to think. I just don't know what to think. I just do not know what to think about this man. It is so unbelievable. It is so, everything he says, and I can't remember who said this, everything he touches turns to shit. Everything. Everything. And Mary was correct. This man is in deep, deep doo-doo. He's going to have so many people looking to get him. It's the New York State. He can't get rid. He's going to try to pardon himself. We have to expect that. We have to expect that he will try to pardon himself. And we shouldn't get overexcited about it. We shouldn't get overheated about it. He's just going to try to do that. Because he will not be able to face all the things that are going to be coming at him when the time comes. He's not going to be able to face all the things that are coming after him when the time comes. He will not be able to face it.
I'm laughing at the superior intellect.
Yes, we're all laughing at the superior intellect. It's just amazing. He's like the captain on the Kane Mutiny when he was sitting in the chair in the courtroom and trying to explain what was going on. You remember that scene?
Exactly what he'll tell you, lies. He was no different from any other officer in the wardroom. They were all disloyal. I tried to run the ship properly with the book, but they fought me at every turn.
That's right. They fought him at every turn. Don't you remember? I mean, it's just so incredible. They fought him at every turn. You'll hear from his own mouth how nuts this guy is. Hello, who's this? You have someone calling in?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how's it going?
Fine, fine, fine. How are you?
Pretty good. This is Andrew.
Andrew, how are you, Andrew?
I'm doing good. I got a little tip coming in I want to give you a heads up on about this young mayor out of a little town in Indiana who's going to be running for state senator here in a few years.
In a few years, what's the name?
I think he's got a good chance to make a difference there. His name is Cody the Food Gobbler Boyer.
Cody the Food Gobbler Boyer?
Food Gobbler. Spooge Gobbler.
I feel like
he's got a lot of promise for our country. He does really good in the community and relates to people. And his trick is he'll suck the guys' dicks till they vote for him and they pass out.
Oh, I thank you. That's wonderful. Anyway, the Food Gobbler. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, what I was saying, that there is a major, major, major problem with the people that are like that. Because they have no idea what the hell is going on. They think this is all fun and games. This ain't fun and games. This is not fun and games. And we have someone who's come into the White House, and it's too bad I don't have all day. I just have probably another. I have something I'm going to play. His interview, the loser's interview, with CNN yesterday. Well, not with CNN, with everybody, but it was played live on CNN. We're going to play it from the very beginning to the end, and you will see. He will talk about how many things are illegal and how he was robbed, but he won't say one incident. He'll talk about a woman that came in to vote and say, no, you can't vote because you already voted. Well, who's this woman? Where did this happen? We don't need to know the name of the woman. Matter of fact, we just know where it happened. And was that presented to the people in Georgia? If it was in Georgia, was it presented to the jury or to the judge in Pennsylvania? Was it presented to the judge in Wisconsin? Was it presented to the judge in Michigan? So the judge can say, yeah, you know, this seems to be egregious. But when you lose by 157,000 votes, one vote is not going to turn over anything. And you also got to remember, when they have done recounts before, and this ain't the first time we've done a recount in a state for a president or for a senator or for a mayor. We've done them before. And what has happened, the most votes, the average votes, let's see, the average votes that the person who wanted to recount was only 355 votes. So he can get recounts in every single state and it won't add up to the amount that he lost by. He's saying that Biden didn't get 80 million votes. Well, how the hell do we know that he got 74 million? I don't believe that. I think, you know, and you got to remember, and this is proof because he's the living proof of it. Every time he has complained about a person or something, it's because he has been doing the same thing. So he knows about how to complain about these things because he's the one that has done it. I mean, you got to look at this. He's done the exact same thing. 74 million votes. He got 11 more million votes than than he got last time. I can't believe that. That don't even make any damn sense. 157,000. They're still counting in Pennsylvania. Oh no, you got to stop counting after a certain amount. Wait a minute. You got to stop counting? Oh, that's because he's losing. But where it's very close, he doesn't want to stop counting. You can't have both things at the same time. You just can't do that. But he wants it. Why? Because he's the president. And you'll see how wacko he has really become. And I understand it. Because he is going to be facing some major charges from states, from criminal charges, from criminal charges, county charges, state charges. He's going to be charged with a lot of stuff. The state of New York has already gotten rid of his water and university and beef and foundation, which was an actual slush fund. And I can tell you, I know how much money he's kept collecting in his slush fund because I signed up to be a member of his camp. I donated $10 to him. And I am getting, let's see what it averages out to, 1, 2, 3. I got 1, 2, 3 in Wednesday. I got one on Thursday, one today at 9:09, another one today at 1:15. I have been averaging, and before that it was three, averaging about 2 to 3 emails a day. Text messages. I shouldn't say text messages from him today. And this was something that says, President Trump, I need my best supporters to step up to the front lines and protect America from the left. Claim 1,000% offer for the next 30 minutes. Donate. Now, this is what he says, 30 minutes, okay? But then, less than 30 minutes later, well, no, it's more than 30 minutes later. 2 hours later, he says, President Trump needs his best supporters, the same exact message, to step up in front lines and expose fake news lies. Claim 1,000% offer for next 30 minutes. Donate now. Then he goes again at 9 o'clock. If every patriot chips in $10, President Trump will have the resources to defend the integrity of our election, increase your impact by 1,000%. The next day, he says, President Trump, in 1 hour, I'm going to review a doctor's list or donator's list with the names of every patriot who steps up right now. Will I see your name? If you donate, for every donation, 1,000% increase will be put on it. We need another $150 the next one. We need $150 today to hit our election defense fund goal. President Trump needs you to step up. 1,000% impact for 1 hour. Donate. And then he says in that, Biden and Kamala are trying to steal this election, Michael, if you have 1 hour to fight back and claim 1,000% offer. Next one. This is the same day now. Urgent news. President Trump is asking you, Michael, he needs your strongest supporters to save America. Donate 1,000%. Same day. Election defense alert. Your contribution is needed to defend this election. President Trump is counting on you. Hurry up and claim 1,000% offer. Donate. Next day. President Trump, you hit the jackpot. I sat down with the first family and chose a few donors to get today's 1,000% offer. You made this list. Claim now. We're placing behind our election defense goal, President Trump is doing something he's never done before, 1,000% impact for 1 hour. Every time it's a dollar. When did he start doing it? Because he was up to 300, then he went to 500, and then he said now he's done for every donation you give, he will match it, 1,000%. I'm trying to look back. Let me go back to October. I know he's been doing this for the last. He's been doing this for. Oh, I'm up to 11:19. Oh, he says thousands of ballots are missing in Georgia. The left is trying to steal this election. President Trump needs you to step up 1,000% offer for 1 hour. Now, they'll be stealing the election, right? Well, how come every time he goes into the courtroom, a judge asks them, can you give us some proof? Is the actual fraud you're trying to represent? And they say, no, we're not trying to say fraud. We just want you to look. Well, you just can't do that. That's why he's paying for this. So you're sending in money to help him pay for this bullshit, and he's also keeping the money for, he calls, his so-called reelection. But he don't have any young money because he's not taking money from the Democratic Party. He's not taking any. He's not taking any money from the presidential fund. He's not taking. He said, I don't need it. He needs it. He don't have a dime. Somebody's got to pay for his daggone lawyers that he's going to have to get in order to fight all the crimes that he's going to be charged with. The state of New York is filing claims about him from the attorney general for fraud. The Manhattan DA is charging him with fraud and criminal charges. Tax evasion. The SDNY is charging him with federal charges. D.C. has three. Plus in New York, they have two criminal charges against him for rape from two different women. And the courts have let it go through. So it's going to the grand jury. And my mind, sorry. It's already past the grand jury. It's gone to the judge. And the judge has allowed it to come through. So there will be a trial on that. And he will have to appear. So how is this man running for president of the United States? How is it even possible? Is this Israel where his friend is going through the same thing? So this is what's going on. So what I suggest is that people that you – oh, now I have – I got FedEx delivering a package here. But anyway, I want everybody to hold on just a minute. All right, I'm back. I didn't go anywhere, but I'm back. Anyway – here's the story. I want everybody to have a great, great Thanksgiving weekend. Everybody. And I want you all to have a great weekend. Because when he says in the next 2 weeks, we will see what he's been saying about the thousands, hundreds of thousands of frauds that's been perpetrated on the American public. That's what he says. That we will see it. So let us now listen to this clown who says he was robbed. Let's just hear from him, okay? See what how this turns out. Everybody have a great weekend.
Now, we told you earlier about President Donald Trump's impromptu news conference at the White House. He made outlandish and incorrect claims about election fraud, already rejected by the courts because they're just not supported by any evidence. His answers to reporters' questions were so far removed from reality and truth that we thought it important to let you hear the whole thing yourselves, unedited and in full.
Mr. President, you've been planning for your last Thanksgiving at the White House?
Well, we don't know what is last. If you look at what's going on, you have to really take a look at what's going on. They're finding tremendous discrepancies in the votes, and nobody believes those numbers. Those numbers are incorrect numbers. A lot of numbers have already been reported that's incorrect. You're going to see things happening over the next week or two that are going to be shocking to people. If you look at the numbers in Michigan, if you look at the numbers in Pennsylvania, if you look at fraudulent voting and fraudulent votes. So I can't say what's first and what's last in terms of is this the last one or is this the first one of a second term. We'll see what happens. Nobody wants to see the kind of fraud that this election has really come to represent. We are looking at things that are so bad in Georgia. They don't want to show us signatures. The reason they don't want to show us signatures is very simple. because we will find thousands and thousands, a very close race, it's hair thin, but we'll find thousands and thousands of discrepancies, fraud. Why they aren't wanting to show those signatures is amazing. They're doing recounts, and even in the recount, they found thousands of votes that were off. But now we want to look at the signatures, and you will find tens of thousands of false ballots, forged ballots. You'll see it all over. You're going to see a lot of it. And you go to Pennsylvania. You saw the meeting we had yesterday with Pennsylvania. You saw people come up, and they went to vote, and they said, no, you can't vote. Somebody else already sent in a ballot and a woman. But this is happening tens of thousands of times. I think it was 600 and some odd thousand, 687,000 fraudulent votes cast in Pennsylvania. And I will tell you, if you look at the State House now, the Republican State House, they're starting to see what's going on there. But they've really known it for a long time. Then you go to Michigan, and you look at what happened in Wayne County in Detroit. I went through a list. I went almost every county. And you see it, almost everybody, 78%, 72%, 68%, going through the list. Then you get to Wayne, and something happened. Tremendous numbers. You saw the canvassers. They refused to sign their document because they said, we can't sign a fraudulent document. Horrible things went on. That's in Wayne County, Detroit. But you look at the votes that were just tabulated, and they were left today. Look at all the counties. I won almost all of them, except Detroit was so egregious. It was phony. Look at what's going on in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, they're finding tremendous discrepancy. You just take a look at that. Tremendous discrepancy. And elsewhere. So we're going to see what happens. But you can't have somebody assume office, and already they want to get rid of America first. I mean, they want to get rid of America first. They don't want America first. You know why? Because China doesn't want it. China expressed their wish, please get rid of America first. And the Biden administration said, oh, that's okay, we'll get rid of America first. No, we don't want to get rid of America first. We want to put America first. And other countries should put themselves first, too, and I tell them that all the time. But we don't want to get rid of it. So I don't know what is going to happen. I know one thing, Joe Biden did not get 80 million votes. And I got 74 million, but there were many ballots thrown away, so I got much more than that. But I got 74 million. 74 million is 11 million more than I got last time. It's millions more than Ronald Reagan got when he won all. He won 49 states, I guess. He won 49 states, yes. And it's millions more than Hillary Clinton got. Joe Biden did not get, and by the way, Joe Biden did not beat Barack Obama with the black vote. Didn't beat him, okay? But they have him as beating him. And if you look at the numbers are false. The numbers are corrupt. It was a rigged election, 100%. And people know it. That's why you have people marching all over the United States right now. They know it was a rigged election. And look at what's happening in Georgia. A lot of things are being found in Georgia. And they are absolutely against showing. I mean, it's a sad thing. They don't want to show signatures. It can be solved if you show signatures. But you're going to find out the people that signed aren't the people that are supposed to be signing. You're going to find that the people that signed those envelopes, they didn't do the ballots, envelopes. And then somebody said maybe the envelopes were thrown out. There's tremendous fraud here. If you look at, wait just 1 second, if you look at 10 o'clock in the evening, you saw what happened. Then you had these massive dumps. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. You have Dominion, which is very, very suspect to start off with. Nobody knows the ownership. People say the votes are counted in foreign countries. And much worse than that, by the way, with Dominion. So, you know, Dominion is also partially based in Canada, but it's based in other countries too. And nobody knows where the votes, but you know, Canada refuses to use Dominion. Canada uses paper ballots. So think of it, they're based in Canada and Canada refuses to use them. They're smart. They use paper ballots because paper ballots are the only thing, frankly, the only thing that really you're going to get an accurate tab on because those machines are fixed, they're rigged. You can press Trump and the vote goes to Biden. All you have to do is play with the chip. And it's down, it's shown all the time. All you have to do is play with the chip. And they played with the chip, especially in Wayne County in Detroit. you can take a look. In Philadelphia, you take a look. We've had excellent meetings with senators from Pennsylvania, Republican senators and others, and they're seeing things. They knew it was dishonest, but they didn't know it was this dishonest. No, and you'll see it all. You'll see it all. So we'll see. Speaking of George, I'll be going there. I spoke with the two great senators. They're great senators, Kelly and David. I'll probably be going on Saturday. We're looking for a site. We're going to have a tremendous turnout, and we seem to always have a good turnout. The people are very disappointed that we were robbed. We were robbed. I won that by hundreds of thousands of votes. Everybody knows it. You go down the streets, there are Trump-Pence signs all over the place, and we won that by hundreds of thousands, Georgia, so they're disappointed. I don't want them to be disappointed. That'll solve itself. We're finding the votes. Once we get to the signatures, we'll take over 100%. Once we get the signature 100%, we will take over Georgia, and we will get Georgia. But they have to show us the signatures. Stacey Abrams pulled the wool over the Secretary of State. I don't know who he is, but the Secretary of State.
He said he donated to you.
It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, he says that too, but I don't know him. I never met him. I have no idea who he is. All I know is that's the ultimate. You know, I donated to Trump. I respect Trump. I love Trump. I think Trump is great. By the way, we're giving nothing. This guy got played like I've never seen anybody play. Tell him if he donated to Trump, if he likes Trump, let us see the signatures. Why is he not letting us see? There's only one reason you can't see the signatures. That's because there's fraud all over the place. And even without looking at signatures, as you know, we found thousands of wrong votes. And by the way, always against me. It was not like 50-50. It was always against me. The other thing, take a look at Michigan. Take a look at what they did with respect to counties. Every county, 78%, 72%. 76%, 59%, the whole thing, one after another after another. And then you get to Detroit, and it's like more votes than people. Dead people voting all over the place. But anyway, going back to Georgia just for a second. So I'll be going there on Saturday night, and maybe I'll go twice. It's very important that we win those races. These are two great people. I know them both very well. They're both great people, and I think the two people, you know, I beat the one gentleman. He ran against a congressional candidate who was an excellent person, frankly, and he didn't even live in the right community, and that's how we won. So now I have to beat him again. He lost as a congressman. He was going for Congress, as you remember, and now against Karen, and now he's running against David. He doesn't deserve to be there. He's a lightweight, and the other one is either a communist or a socialist. I can't figure that one out yet. But he's either a communist or a socialist, probably a communist.
Whoa.
This is not for Georgia. And I just want to tell my people, don't be disappointed yet, because this race is far from over. But I'm going on Saturday night. I'll be in Georgia. We're going to have a tremendous crowd. They're looking for the right site. Probably we'd love to take one of the big stadiums, but you can't because of the COVID. So we'll have an outdoor form of probably an airport. Most likely it's an airport. They're looking for the biggest space. And we'll have, you know, tens of thousands of people show up. But I think it's very important. And then I may go a second time, depending on how they're doing. I may go a second time. But they're two really good people. Yeah. Yeah, please go ahead.
Mr. President, if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden on December 14th, will you concede the election?
It's going to be a very hard thing to concede. Because we know there was massive fraud. So as to whether or not I can get this apparatus moving this quickly, because time isn't on our side. Everything else is on our side. Facts are on our side. This was a massive fraud. This should never take place in this country. We're like a third world country. We have machines that nobody knows what the hell they're looking at. I mean, you take a look at all the mistakes they made. Look at even Georgia. Look at all the mistakes they made. And that, all that was is a simple, you press a button. Look at Georgia, all the votes they found just by going. And I said they shouldn't even do it because it doesn't mean anything. They're doing a recount right now in Georgia that is meaningless. The only recount that matters in Georgia is to look at the signatures on the envelope, and you will find that those signatures do not match the people that were many of them, hundreds of thousands of them, hundreds of thousands. And I only lost by 12,000 votes. I didn't lose. I didn't even like to say I lost. I only... I guess we're 11 or 12,000 votes short. That's out of millions and millions of votes. They just got it over the line. And one of the things that happened, I did so well, and I was told this in two other states, that they didn't know what to do. They panicked. Take a look at their drops at 3 o'clock and 3:42 in the morning on certain states. They did drops where you're going along like this, and then you have a spike that goes up to the ceiling at that. It's disgraceful. We can't let that happen. And I will tell you, in Philadelphia, the Republicans at State House, Republicans, are very, very upset. And it's sort of appropriate because Philadelphia has become very activist. If you look at what's going on, they don't want that to happen to Pennsylvania, to the state of Pennsylvania. And it was, I don't even like to use, it was a rigged election.
But sir, just to be clear, if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden, will you succeed?
Well, if they do, they made a mistake. Because this election was a fraud. Just so you understand, this election was a fraud. I mean, they have Biden beating Obama on Obama's vote in areas that mattered in terms of the election, in swing states. And yet he's losing to Obama all over the place. But he's beating Obama in swing states, which are the states that mattered for purposes of the election. So, no, I can't say that at all. I think it's a possibility. They're trying to look between you people. Don't answer, don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way. All right, I'm going to go with another question. Go ahead.
So, if the Electoral College does elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just so you, certainly I will, and you know that. But I think that there will be a lot of things happening between now and the 20th of January, a lot of things. Massive fraud has been found. We're like a third world country. We're using computer equipment that can be hacked. They talk about glitches. How many glitches did they find? So a glitch, oh gee, we had a glitch, 5,000 votes. In all cases, right? In all cases, the votes went from Trump to Biden. They didn't go from Biden. The glitches were never from Biden to Trump. So they had many glitches. And they said, oh, we had a glitch. A glitch is like the equipment is a little broken. We'll fix it up. Now, a glitch is, in this case, we caught them cheating. We caught them stealing. We caught a fraudulent effort to get votes. And they said, oh, yes, it's true. There were many of them. But here's the problem. There were probably 10, 20, 30 times that didn't get caught. We just got lucky and caught numerous of them. But what that is very simple. If you look at the glitch means, right? It means, oh, we got caught with the votes. And now, let's just call it a glitch. It wasn't the machinery. And by the way, the machinery, if you look, just take a look anywhere on the internet, you will see many, many people where they're experimenting with this stupid machinery, where if you set it a certain way, the votes go from Trump to Biden. If you look at these counties, if you look at Arizona, where I was going to win very easily, I've had the biggest politicians in Arizona say there was no way you lost Arizona. There's no way I lost Pennsylvania with his anti-fuel and with his anti-fracking and all of the things that they stand against. There was no way. Now, Texas, you all said that I was going to lose Texas by a lot, 4 points. I won Texas by 8 or 9 points, right? I won it very easily. In Wisconsin, you all said I was going to lose, or the polls said, certain polls, Washington Post, ABC, said I was going to lose by 17 points. Think of how dishonest. I thought I was going to win it, and essentially I did win it. It's very, very close. It's very, very close. So we're going to win because they found, by the way, in Wisconsin, they have found massive discrepancy, just so you understand. Massive discrepancy. But they said I was going to lose by 17 points, and I won the state, okay? But it's very close. It shows very close, whether you say win or lose. It shows very close. But when you look at the massive discrepancy that we'll be revealing, that's already been revealed. Everybody knows it. They just don't want to play it. Between big tech and the fake news media, you just put out like this little railroad trade. Now, I think it's not right that he's trying to pick a cabinet. But I can't imagine whether it's courts or legislatures, if you're going to catch hundreds of thousands of false ballots, and I'm talking in each state, and just so you understand, many, many more votes that we're talking about that we need, you understand. I'm not saying we caught 23 dead people But we were short 20,000 votes. No, no. We have tens of thousands votes more than we need in all cases, okay? In all cases. So I think you're going to see something. I mean, I think it's going to be a very big story. Yeah, please.
Yes, Mr. President.
It's going to be not only a big story, it's the most important story of our time. Yes.
Yes, Mr. President. If Joe Biden takes over the White House on January 21st, will you announce a candidacy for 2024?
Well, no, I don't want to talk about 2024 yet.
Will you
because this is far from being... Look. I and the people that work in this are very professional, and all of this stuff is coming. It's, a lot of it came out. If you look at the Philadelphia meeting, if you look at the Pennsylvania meeting yesterday, a lot of it came out. This has a long way to go. This has a long way to go. You're going to find tremendous fraud. You're going to find fraud of hundreds of thousands of votes per state. You're going to find fraud of many, many times the votes that I need. Again, we're not talking about less votes where, you know, 20 votes, but it doesn't turn the election. No, we're talking about thousands and thousands of votes beyond what we need to turn a state. When you see that, I think it's very hard even for the media to say that, you know, Biden should win the state. And there's no way that Biden got 80 million votes. By the way, the only way he got 80 million votes is through a massive fraud. There's no way that he got 80 million votes.
Do you have a timeline on when you're going to present this evidence, the voter fraud you talked about?
Well, it's happening now. I mean, we're in courts, but we're also in front of legislatures, and we're doing very well in front of the state.
Why not present it now?
Mr. President, if you don't think that the presidential election was legitimate, if you think that it was stolen, what confidence do you expect voters in Georgia to have when they go to the polls to vote for, say, Loeffler or Perdue?
Well, I told them today, I think you're dealing in a very fraudulent system. I think I'm very worried about that. They are tremendous people. Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue are tremendous people. They should be in the United States Senate. They're desperately needed. But I told them today, I said, listen, you have a fraudulent system. You have a system where the flick of a switch or the putting in of a new chip can change the course of history. And you have to be very careful. I read this morning where Stacey Abrams has 850,000 ballots accumulated. Now, that's called harvesting. You're not allowed to harvest, but I understand the Secretary of State, who is really, he's an enemy of the people. The Secretary of State, and whether he's Republican or not, this man, what he's done, supposedly he made a deal, and you'll have to check this, where she's allowed to harvest. But in other areas, they're not allowed. What kind of a deal is that? They're not allowed to harvest during the presidential. But how can she say she has 850,000 ballots? That would mean that she's got 850,000 ballots for her. That's not supposed to be happening. That's not an election. You know, an election should be a one-day deal. You walk in and you vote. And if you can't do it, if for some reason you're not feeling well or there's a problem, but what they did is they used COVID in order to defraud the people of this country. And the whole world is watching, and the whole world is laughing at our electoral process. The whole world is watching, and it's a very sad thing, And you know what? I've done a lot of things. So you just saw Space Force, and you've seen the tax cuts and the regulation cuts and the way we've taken care of the vets and what we've done with ANWR and Alaska and all the different things we've done, more than just about anybody's done, and even though it's 4 years. There are those who say what I'm doing right now is the single most important thing I've ever done. And I think it may be true. The vaccines, and by the way, don't let Joe Biden take credit for the vaccines. If Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden failed with the swine flu, H1N1, totally failed with the swine flu. Don't let him take credit for the vaccines, because the vaccines were me, and I pushed people harder than they've ever been pushed before. And we got that approved and through, and nobody's ever seen anything like it. And you got a big resistance in the FDA from years and years of people working there, for years and years, different administrations. But the vaccines are, there are those that say it's one of the greatest things. It's a medical miracle. Don't let anyone try and take credit for it. But with all of the things I've done, this could be the most important, because there's been voter fraud going on, but never at this scale. Tens of millions of ballots have been sent out to people that didn't even want them. Many people, and I know you've heard, many people have received 2, 3, and 4 ballots. And many people have taken those 2, 3, and 4 ballots and they voted them. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election. I mean, I hate to say it, but this was a rigged, at the highest level, it was a rigged election. So we have to figure it out. And yes, I think it's very dangerous for the two people that are running against two totally unqualified people. And I think it's very dangerous for our nation. And I'll go a step further. I said today, other than the fact that you have all of the eyes and ears, but the media doesn't cover it properly, because the media would, if they saw something wrong, I'm convinced the media would not report it, because, you know, you have many things that you know are wrong and you don't report. But if the media was honest in this country, which, you know, for the most part they're not, this would never have happened. This has taken place. This fraud has taken place. If the media were honest, this would never, ever have happened. But you have a big election coming up. You have a woman or somebody announced 850,000 absentee ballots have already been collected. 850. And I told David Perdue today, and I told Kelly yesterday, I said, they're talking about having collected already 800,000 ballots against you. You can't do that. You can't do that. What kind of a race is that? You can't allow that to happen. And I'm serious, if the media were honest and if big tech were honest, which it's totally not, it's a terrible thing. That whole Section 230 is a disgrace that they even have it. But big tech is totally dishonest. If the media were honest and big tech was fair, this wouldn't even be a contest. And I would have won by a tremendous amount. And I did win by a tremendous amount, but it hasn't been reported yet. But people understand what's happened. They know what happened. Yes,
please.
Say it.
You know that it's tradition for previous presidents to go to the next president's inauguration.
I don't want
to
say that yet. I mean, I know the answer. I'll be honest. I know the answer. But I just don't want to say it yet. Look, a thing like this possibly has never happened before, but maybe people just didn't catch it. But we've caught it. We've caught hundreds of thousands of votes.
Listen, excuse me.
When they don't allow a poll watcher, which is a sacred person in our country, people don't know what a poll watcher is. A poll watcher is considered sacred in our country. When they throw them out of rooms,
but that's not true. They didn't.
Sure it is. And when they put them in pens, excuse me. No, they didn't. My attorneys did not admit anything. And it's all different places. But where they throw them out of counting rooms, where they put them in what's called pens, and they're 20, 30, 40 feet away, and in some cases 200 feet away, when things like that happen, when a woman walks in on November 3rd to vote, a proud woman, and this is by the thousands, tens of thousands, and she said, I'm here to vote. And they said, you've already voted, ma'am, I'm sorry. No, I didn't vote. I wanted to vote on November 3rd. I want to cast my vote in person. I'm sorry, ma'am, you've already voted. You voted by ballot. And then they leave. This is a horrible thing. And we have tens of thousands of that happening. This is a horrible thing. They gave Biden a lot of votes that he would never have gotten. This is not a candidate that could get 80 million votes. This is just not a candidate. This is not a candidate that beat Barack Hussein Obama with the black voter. Okay, this is not a candidate that beat Obama with the black voter. This is not a candidate that beat Hillary Clinton to a pulp. It just doesn't work that way. But when you look at the number, when you look at the data, and when you look at the things we have affidavits from hundreds and hundreds of people. This election was a rigged election. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
Now, once again, none of what the president said about widespread election fraud or being cheated out of the presidency is true. None of it. What you just heard was almost all untrue or exaggerated or distorted or lies. We thought important, though, that you hear the whole thing. Joe Biden did win the election. He will be the next president of the United States in August.
We're getting to a stage in all of this that goes beyond weak sauce. If this sauce were any weaker, it wouldn't be sauce. And that was certainly the mood at this long, winding, and often just objectively bizarre presentation by Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani today. It featured a whole string of false claims that are legally irrelevant and that we won't repeat. But I will note that Donald Trump's own lawyers have admitted under oath in court they have no evidence of voter fraud, which undercuts much of the thrust of what Giuliani labored to argue today. There's also the obscure complaint Giuliani making that some poll watchers in some parts of the country didn't get a clear view of the counting. You don't need to be a lawyer to know that sounds like a small matter. It also, however, happens to be another one of the legal claims that the Trump team already dropped. And if you're keeping track as we do, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court already formally rejected that kind of legal claim in a similar lawsuit. Longtime Republican strategist Scott Reed now saying Giuliani is turning the entire production into a clown car.
The company whose chairman is a close associate and business partner of George Soros, the biggest donor to the Democrat Party, the biggest donor to Antifa, and the biggest donor to Black Lives Matter. My goodness, what do we have to do to get you to give our people the truth?